96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. If you saw the BET Awards on Sunday, you may recognize the voice of singer Kay Michelle. There was a lot of talk about her on social media, and not all of it was about her voice. There was considerable discussion about her considerable rear end. She has publicly discussed the plastic surgery enhancements that she's had, but also rap star Nicki Minaj has had some work done in the back. But have black women gone a little too far with the nip and tuck? Have they gone overboard? Well, how far are they willing to go for beauty? Well, we're talking about this issue tonight with Howard University plastic surgeon Dr. Henry Paul. We also have a woman in studio with us who's had several plastic surgeries, Paulette Richardson. If you have a question, if you have a comment about plastic surgery and black women, give us a call. We'll take your call. We'll talk to you. 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. Okay, Paulette and Dr. Paul, thank you both for joining me. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Sure.
Okay, let's start with Paulette. Paulette, you are 40-something, right?
Yes, 47.
47. There you go. No vanity there, okay. Right? Just let it flow. give me the rundown of the surgeries that you've had.
I've had a breast reduction, tummy tuck, lipo, and my flanks.
Flanks.
The back part of your area, like the lower back.
Oh, okay.
I guess you almost call it your love handles.
Okay.
My arms. He even got my knees during the surgery.
Too.
I woke up and he said, "Well, we got your kneecaps too." So I've had quite a bit of surgery.
Why?
It started, I wanted a tummy tuck after the kids, and then when I got the tummy tuck, my breasts were too big, so I wanted those reduced, and then when I got the breasts reduced, I looked like a football player, so I wanted my arms done, and it just became like after one thing, and then you look at your back and you say, oh, I have a roll right there, I'm going to get rid of that, and it was easier than going to the gym for me.
But there's something else you want, though.
I've been thinking about a Brazilian butt lift.
You want a Brazilian
butt
lift?
I like taking things out in most cases. I haven't put anything in. And if I decided to put anything in, I think I would want it to come out of my own body. So with the Brazilian butt lift, they take fat out of your body and they inject it into your rear end. I don't want to go as far as K. Michelle.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't want that. I just want a little oomph. Mm-hmm. Back there.
Dr. Paul, when you hear about Paulette's choices regarding plastic surgery, and you think about some of the other female patients that you've worked with, is this common, particularly when you're talking about not so much the Brazilian butt lift, but the K. Michelle situation, the Nicki Minaj situation, where we're seeing a lot of black women that are in pop culture, stars for that matter, getting extra back. Is that really, really common, or is that just kind of a pop culture Hollywood thing?
I think that is related to the entertainment context. You know, just folks who are in Hollywood or similar entertainment venues or careers, professions, tend to have a different context than us who are everyday regular folks. our guest, this young lady actually started with her two biggest procedures were actually reconstructive procedures, uh-huh. and technically not cosmetic issues. Now,
what's the difference?
The difference is a large lower abdomen, particularly if it hangs, can interfere with a person's function physically, biomechanically, sexually. It can interfere with clothing. It can interfere with skin health, depending on how severe it is. Definitely, oversized or hypertrophic breasts can actually be a serious mechanical impediment. They can cause pain, skin problems, etc. So since they cause true medical signs and symptoms, even though there's a cosmetic lean toward them, they can they are geared toward making you better, feel mm-hmm. better, healthier, as opposed to just targeting a look or attaining a look.
202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. We're talking about black women and plastic surgery. How much is too much, or is it just no big deal if they're getting some extra room in the back, maybe a little more than a nip and a tuck? Let me go to Beverly, calling from Alexandria. Beverly, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Well, I guess mine is really a comment. Admittedly, a lot of people, specifically black women, since that's a topic, are probably getting plastic surgery that many people find to be a little outlandish. It's such a personal decision to do it, whether it's taking something out or adding something. I think that my hope would be just that people are getting even second opinions before they decide to go with a plastic surgeon who is especially adding something, to make sure that what they're doing is something they won't regret later.
Mm-hmm.
Because while you do that, you may think you want it, and then after you get it, maybe something that you'll regret totally, like some folk are with these tattoos.
Yeah,
I'm not against plastic surgery. I mean, I've done it myself, but...
What did you have done?
Eye reduction, breast.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I thought about that for years, and I did it. I don't regret it, and I know several other women who have done it, and none of them regret that, at least. I don't know anyone who's had, implants. But
Okay. The
point is, I just think it's such a personal thing. I think a lot of people are doing it as a whim because they're so upset about the way they look. There seems to be a lot of issues with I'm not satisfied. And so now that that's become popular.
Well, let me ask, Paulette about that. And Beverly, thank you so much for your phone call. Paulette, I must say, you look good. But when I came into the conference room, and I will tell you in full disclosure, when you started talking about this, I politely asked if she would be willing to, stand up, and everything is symmetrical. You look fantastic. So I don't know what you looked like ahead of time, but you did say that your doctor was giving you a little bit of pushback, right?
Yes, he did. Well, pushed out is more like it because he told me to get out of his office. He's not doing anything else.
Okay. I want to talk about that when we come back on the other side as we talk more about black women and plastic surgery. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. We'll be back in just a moment. Welcome back to The Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We're talking about black women and plastic surgery. Is it not a big deal, or do some of them go too far with plastic surgery? My guests are Howard University Hospital plastic surgeon Dr. Henry Paul. We also have Paulette Richardson. She's had several surgeries. Phone number. 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. If you can't get through, please keep trying. I promise we will be taking your phone calls after 7:30 when we switch over to Sirius XM Channel 141. Let's go to Neil. Quickly, Neil, calling from Richmond. Go right ahead. What's on your mind?
Yes, speaking of different types of surgery, a wife who's younger than I am actually had doctor recommended reduction surgery. They removed 6 pounds from each of her breasts, which brought her down to a 44 double D. She was having back pain trying to carry them due to the excess size and weight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, not uncommon there, Neil. Thank you so much for your phone call. Don, calling from Baltimore. What's on your mind?
Hi, yes. I was calling because I think it's an interesting topic. In years of, when you were younger and you had children and you breastfed, not so much the breast reduction, but the lifting or the tightening of the breast, is there such a thing?
Absolutely, yes. There's a, we call that the medical term or surgical term is mastopexy, Ms. Dawn. And it is, as you say, very similar to a reduction, but you take away none of the gland. You just remove excess stretched out skin and lift the breast and put it back where it's supposed to be.
Okay. Dawn, thank you so much for calling. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. Paulette, before the break, I'd asked you about the additional surgery that you wanted in this conflict that you're having with your doctor. Was your doctor really, really serious, telling you not to come back or what?
Yes, he was really serious. I wanted some more liposuction, and I think to my thigh area, and he had already performed, and so he touched my thighs, and they were still tight. And what he said was, "Paulette, get out of here. You don't need anything done. You're fine." And told me, because I have a thyroid disorder, so he told me to go home and take my thyroid medication, and it'll help me with my weight gain.
Mm-hmm. So why you said earlier it's easier than working out, but why not go ahead and work out? I can't imagine, and I hope you'll share just how much money you've spent on reconstructing your body.
Why not? Because I guess
you're not a gym rat.
I could.
Mm-hmm.
I had the money. It was easier. I wanted it. So I did. Now, what you won't find me doing is going to a hotel or in someone's basement.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like if you can't afford it, it's not for you. And then you go and get a membership to the gym.
Mm-hmm.
I could afford it when I did it. And so that's what I wanted.
Mm-hmm.
I've gone to the gym. But a gym might take me 6 months to do what I want to do. And my doctor would have me in and out of surgery in about 6 hours, give me 6 days, and we were on a plane down to Atlanta.
Wow. Need to take another break. When we come back, I do want to talk about the illegal plastic surgeons and the horrific price that at least one woman from our area has paid. We're also going to talk to Pam, Jackie, and Ron. Lines are still open at 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. Please stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3. More of this conversation on Sirius XM Channel 141 in a few seconds.